If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
When you talk about family businesses, one of the things that makes Chicago unique in all the country are hot dog stands. Great, independent, mom-and-pop businesses. Every neighborhood has one. You grow up around here, people don't necessarily want to know where you went to college. They want to know what your high school was and what your favorite hot dog stand was. And one of the best up in Skokie on Dempster, been there for a long time, Chris Christou, takes care of Poochie's right now, and he's with us this morning. Hey, Chris, how you holding up?
Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
Well, you know, just getting by. And you guys, and I know you're in touch with a lot of the owners of the hot dog joints all over the city, northwest and south. What's the word? What are you hearing? Is everybody going to the pickup, curbside, delivery type operation now?
Absolutely, Bob. Everybody I've talked to, from my buddy Peter Wolfie's, Josh at Josh's, you know, you name it, at least over a dozen guys that I know in the business, we've all been talking, and everybody's going to, you know, pick up, carry out, carry out, delivery, and curbside pickup.
Is this going to be enough to keep you in business? You can't make up what you're going to lose, can you?
No, absolutely. I bet you everybody's down 35 to 40, maybe 50%, Bobby. It's not easy. It's a challenge. The thing I miss the most is all those happy faces coming in. Hey, how are you? How's getting ready for the baseball season, talking sports? That's one thing I'm really missing. It's that interaction. But we have to keep safety first. So everybody's keeping their distance, and it's come in. Hi, how are you? Hope all is well, and hope to see you soon.
Yeah, well, and that's why even with all the fast food franchises, you guys survive and thrive, because it's the personal interaction. And are the menu options the same at most of the places now?
Some have limited them because, again, it's what's going to move, what's not going to move, how long is this going to go? For us, we've been holding our own, thank God. You know, I'm trying to keep my employees. All of my employees are getting paid, and we're paying our bills. I have no problem with that. I don't think this is going to go on too much longer, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks. As long as we can hold on and everybody abides by the rules, I think we'll be in great shape, and everybody's going to be smiling and throwing the ball in the park again very soon.
Are the hot dog owners you've talked to keeping the same menu? Are they reducing their hours?
Yes. Again, getting back to the menu, the things that are not moving, like for us, there might be one or two items that don't move. We're going to discontinue it for right now so it doesn't sit, because we, again, I pride myself on everything being fresh. And limiting hours, opening up a little later, closing a little early.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not alone here, craving like comfort food. And the other day, Marianne's off the phone, isn't she? She's not listening. I was really craving hot dogs. I mean, that's a feel-good food.
Well, for sure. No doubt about it. And we'll have one waiting for you, Bob. No need to worry.
Listen, Chris, are the breakfast joints hurting now? Because you don't think of eggs and pancakes to go. Are they really in trouble now?
It's a rough ride for them. Some will hold on. My brother-in-law owns a couple of breakfast joints, the Cozy Corners. And he closed the one down because, you need X amount of dollars to operate. It gets to the point where it's costing you too much to operate it, that makes sense, because they're bigger operations.
Yeah. So is the best idea here for folks, and everybody's got a favorite hot dog stand in their neighborhood, no matter where you are around here, is the best thing to do just to call and find out what's going on?
Absolutely. Call, make sure they're open, the hours are open. Again, you're right. It's it makes you feel good to go out and have a hot dog, a fresh cut fry, a soda pop. I mean, it just, for these hard times that we're going through right now, it makes you feel good. And that's one of the reasons we're staying open. First and foremost, safety for our employees and our customers. But to have some kind of normalcy right now through these tough times.
Yeah, and we do miss the interaction, because for Chicagoans, it's not about just getting the hot dog or the burger or whatever. It's about talking to guys like Chris at Poochie's, and he knows everybody. Everybody knows him, and hopefully, we'll still have some of that even as you guys all go to this to-go situation.
Oh yeah, we'll be back to normal. It's just a matter of time, Bobby. We just got to be optimistic and you know, life's short. We gotta, you know, we just gotta get through this, and we'll all be smiling again. And like I said, riding our bikes and having fun.
And quick, give me the 30-second history of Poochie's, because it's similar to a lot of other stories around Chicago.
Oh, definitely. Opened in 1969 by a gentleman by the name of Harvey Bernstein. We bought the business from him about 30 years ago, and it's just been a staple here in Skokie. Same, we actually moved from our original location to our new location about 10 years ago, but it's, you know, been here since 69, and it's just so many people have met each other here. Some have married by meeting here, a lot of great relationships. And the one thing that's beautiful about being around so long, I cannot tell you the countless number of people and customers that have called us and said, hey, is everything okay? Could we do something for you? You know, even my purveyors, everybody's concerned, and that's just that's a great feeling, and that's something we should all build on, and we'll all make it through together, guaranteed.
Yeah, I know, and I've been talking to some of the folks I know, and everybody is echoing what you're saying, Chris, and I know my friend Scotty Berman up at Superdog, and of course they're set up normally for a situation where not a lot of people dine in, but a lot of guys like you have to kind of change the operation. So good luck with it. It's Chris Christou over there at Poochie's on Dempster in Skokie. I'll see you soon, Chris.
All right, Bobby, we've got a dog waiting. No ketchup.
No, of course not.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
Be well.